Melissa Miller with me. I want to thank our sponsors. We've got Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Rick Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals. Save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Kevin Keith and Melissa Miller right here, and on the phone, we've got Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition. Laura, first off, congratulations on a big, successful event yesterday at Prairie Creek Park.
Thank you. It went great. We had an amazing turnout for the event. I was talking to my director of operations this morning, Kathy Martin, and I said, how many people do you think we had? We know that we had over 1,200 people there by noon, and so I wasn't sure where our count ended for the day, but she thinks we had approximately 1,500 people there yesterday, so that is amazing. Wow.
That is. Now, I know we brought in a lot of the students, which is really the group we're trying to reach in this.
Correct. So Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central, and Rossville and The Crossing all brought students. So it was a great turnout. At one point, we had 10 buses there, which the timing wasn't exactly what it was supposed to be, but we made do. And Kathy and I were human traffic blocks, and we made it work. And thank goodness that all of our travelers on the road were great to accommodate Kathy and I blocking traffic. So it all worked out, and it was just an amazing event, and we have had a lot of positive feedback and some, when you do these things, you always look to see how people react and get some verbal feedback from the adolescents and adults both. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was for community too, and we did have a lot of community members through also. But some of the feedback that we got from the adolescents was amazing. I do a lot of the teen cafes, so a lot of teenagers have my phone number because I text them to remind them about cafes, and I received some really meaningful, touching texts last night about what it meant to them, and that, kids had other teens say things to them. So, sure. That's what it's about, and if we helped one kid, if we saved one life yesterday, it was worth it.
It was amazing to me. I knew what the concept of the program was, and of course we had that a few years ago. We're talking suicide. We're talking real issues here in life. It was very powerful last night, though, to see all those backpacks, Laura, spread across Prairie Creek Park. It looked very eerie. At the same time, it was powerful, and that represents, each backpack represents a kid, a family, an individual, who ended up with a bad turn in life. And I know you guys had QR codes this year. As you're bringing in technology, you could scan that and find out individual information about people and their life.
Yeah, it was. That was one of the additions to the display, was the interactive part of it, and people can still do that. They can go to activeminds.org and they can do the interactive and hear the stories. So even if you weren't able to go to the display, it's something you can still do online and be a part of it, and I really like that aspect of it. And I know a lot of that was a sheet of paper that we handed out yesterday with that QR code, but you could actually just go to activeminds.org and still do that even if you don't have the QR code.
Okay, I'll have to check that out then. Well, congratulations again. I know that's a big project, and is that a national project that we get a chance that travels all over the United States, doesn't it?
It is. It does. It travels all over the United States. And what was really neat, and I was telling Ken this yesterday when he was out covering the event, is that it is normally on college campuses. So we were the only community event that on their schedule for this year.
Wow.
So you have to apply. You have to apply to get and get accepted to get to be on their schedule. And it's not easy. I mean, I think the first time we applied, we were like 2 years before we got on their schedule, since we had a successful event the last time. And one of the things they look at is having a lot of volunteers and it running smoothly. And since we did such a good job the first time and we had a good volunteer base ready to help this time, they were, you know, we got in on our first application this time.
That's pretty great.
It's normally on college campuses, but we were their only community event on their entire schedule this year. So that speaks volumes about our community. And, you know, we had lots of volunteers out there. We had the men from 180 out there yesterday at 7 a.m. helping us. It's, you know, people don't realize, I mean, all of those backpacks have to come off the bus. They're in bags. They have to come out. They're strategically placed where they're placed. You know, all those signs go out. All the tents go up. We had all of that set up in 45 minutes yesterday.
Oh,
that takes an army of volunteers. So, you know, all of those people who came out yesterday and volunteered their time to help, and then for tear down yesterday, my staff and then many Youth Rise members came out. We really appreciate all the help that we got because we could not do that alone.
Yeah, you'd still be there picking things up, wouldn't you?
We would. We did. We would for sure.
Well, congratulations again, Laura. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
What else is going on with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition? It seems like every time we talk to you, you've got two or three big things coming up right around the corner.
We do. So this is National Recovery Month. So we've had a lot. Believe it or not, we had two things happening last night after that event. So we had a women's recovery event last night. That went well. And we had Men's Recovery Cafe last evening. So those both were well attended, and they were great. To say we were exhausted last night at the end of the night would be an understatement. But we have another big recovery event coming up. So on September 28th, we have an event we're calling Recover Out Loud, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. at Prairie Creek Park. And it is just a celebration of recovery, and that's what we want it to be. So anyone who is living in recovery, in any stage of recovery, and their families, and then also the support people. So those people who are support systems for people in recovery, those people who volunteer at Brianna's Hope, who volunteer for support groups, peer recovery coaches, those sort of people are welcome to come out and celebrate National Recovery Month. And so this event's going to have live music. Malachi Jaggers is going to be there to perform. We're going to have a bounce house, yard games. CNR Catering is going to be catering a free meal. We're going to have, you know, yard games, things for kids to do. And then we're going to do a recovery walk up and around the square. And we're just going to celebrate recovery. And, you know, I can't say enough about what this community has done. We have, you know, our community has really wrapped people in recovery with support. And, you know, I just want to say Center Township Trustee and the Frankfort Police Department has just been amazing. They found out we were doing this event, and they contacted us and said, hey, how can we help you? And they've been amazing. Colleen Moore, Jamie Pratt have just really been great to help us. And, you know, it wasn't like we reached out and said, hey, can you guys help us? They heard about it and said, hey, what can we do to help? And they've been, you know, instrumental in making this happen. And, you know, I want to thank them. And that's how it is in our community. And, you know, the mayor's like, Laura, what can we do to help? And so we appreciate all of those efforts and all of the things that people have done. And Goodwin Funerals Home stepped up, and A&J Lawn and Landscaping. People have really just said, what can we do to help? And we appreciate that. And so this is going to be a great event. Anybody who is in recovery at any stage and those people who are supporting them, we want them to come out September 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. And I don't want to forget our people in probation and corrections, because they are a great support system also for our people in recovery. So, you know, all of those people, we want them to come out and we want to celebrate recovery. And I think it's going to be a great event. I think it's going to be fun. So all of those people, we want you out at Prairie Creek Park on the 28th.
Sounds great. And that's on a Wednesday as well. So that'll be pretty cool to have some time to get out there. All right.
Yep, it will be. I think we're looking forward to it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And we had overdose awareness event, at the end of August, and that's a serious event as it should be.
Right.
But this is a celebration. So that's what we want it to be. We want it just to be fun. And so we hope people will come out for that. And then we also have this week, actually tomorrow, Wednesday.
The week's moving
from
on,
six
isn't
to it? It is. Tomorrow from 6 to 8 here at Healthy Communities, we're having another recovery event. We just are trying to do some pro-social sober activities with sober people, because that's what our people in recovery really want and need.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a video game night. So anybody living in recovery that wants to come, and they're gamers, that's not my thing, but we know a lot of people are gamers.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come out and have some fellowship and fun playing video games. We'll just have some appetizer snacks. They can come out. We have several systems that are going to be set up on screens, and they can come out and just have a good time playing video games with each other. And like I said, sober activities with sober people. And so if anybody's a gamer and they're living in recovery, come out here at Healthy Communities, 1234 Rossville Avenue, from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow evening.
Laura, I think you're doing everything right, because we hear so many times that people in recovery need something different to do than what they used to do, right?
Exactly. And that's, it's the theme we hear over and over and over, is we need other healthy things to do to replace our time with healthy people. And
mm-hmm.
so that's really what we're trying to do. And so, we're using systems, and people are volunteering their gaming systems and controllers, and, we're bringing TVs from home and
right.
all of those things.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It doesn't have to cost a lot of money to do things that are healthy pro-social activities. So
mm-hmm.
that's what we're just trying to do, is give people a place to go to do healthy, happy activities. And that's what we're doing. So
well,
on our
thank you
other
for,
big activity
for
that's
everything.
Coming up is our baby shower.
Oh, yes. I remember this.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. It's already coming up. It sneaks up on me every year. But this is our one of our huge events that we have every year. And we've been doing it, I think this is our seventh or eighth year for this.
Okay.
And it's our community baby shower. It's Thursday, October 6th. We do have a venue change. We've done it at St. Matthew's always, but they are doing some remodeling. So it is out at the Clinton County Fairgrounds this year at the Edward Jones Building.
Okay.
So a venue change, but it's still same. Everything else is the same. It's Thursday, October the 6th from 1 to 3. People do need to RSVP. So they can just call here at Healthy Community, 659-6063. It's for anyone who's currently pregnant or anyone who delivered in July, August, or September.
Okay.
So we only throw it annually, so we want to make sure we hit everybody. So if you delivered in July, August, or September, you still qualify for the annual baby shower. I will tell people, I tell everyone this,
mm-hmm.
if you are pregnant, there is no income, requirements, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Come to this baby shower. You get great information and great resources, and you get all these great gifts. I mean,
right.
it's amazing what people leave with.
Every pack
of
diapers helps, right?
Yeah. Most of the vendors have a giveaway that they give you, and then everybody leaves with a large gift. I'm talking things like high chairs,
Wow.
I mean, we're not talking like little gifts. People leave with great gifts. So I encourage any mom who is pregnant or delivered in July, August, or September to give us a call, RSVP your spot, and come to the community baby shower. And it's fun. I mean, it's like a regular baby shower.
Yeah,
we play games.
Play games, and okay.
We have food. I mean, it's a baby shower. We have a good time. So,
very good, very good.
Yeah, so anybody who is interested, give us a call, RSVP, and we will see you on October the 6th. Like I said, we've been doing this for 7 or 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good time. Our theme this year is kind of like baby farm animal theme. It's really cute.
Okay.
Libby's put a lot of work into it. I think it's going to be a really good time, which that's appropriate. We're at the fairgrounds, right?
Absolutely, so. Yeah. We think FFA year-round and 4-H, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Well, Laura, thank you again for everything you and your staff does for the community. We don't have a healthy communities in every county in the state of Indiana, and I've worked all over the state, and I know how fortunate we are to have you and this group here in town. So,
thank you.
All right, well, we'll
We're
catch you next time.
We're fortunate to live in this community.
We are.
So.
You're right. You're right. The way the community came together for the 180. And to get that built, you know, and we're not the richest county in the state, too. Let's not kid ourselves
here. We're the richest in resources and people, and I truly believe that.
You're right on that. Amen. Well, have a great rest of the week, Laura, and we'll catch you real soon.
All right. You have a good week, too.
Thank you. Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition there. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We'll have about 8 minutes left in the Party Line program. If there's something on your mind, you can give us a call, 659-3338.
Indiana high school sports, there's nothing quite like it. The lights, the athletes, the crowd, the families, and Inside the Huddle on WILO. Hi, I'm Jamie Blacker. Join Don Stock and myself each Saturday morning for Inside the Huddle between 9 and 10 a.m. It's brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We talk local, whether it's local football, basketball, baseball, or maybe even Clinton County auto racing. Inside the Huddle each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. On your sports leader in North Central Indiana. WILO.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio and Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call, 765-650-7808. Hola, somos Tina Duncan y Briseida del Real con la agencia de seguros Blevins. Somos una agencia local y nos enfocamos en servir a nuestra comunidad. Ofrecemos seguros de auto, casa, vida y negocio. Contamos con varias compañías confiables como Erie, Progressive, Nationwide y muchas más. Visítenos hoy en 406 Clinton Street, Frankfort, Indiana o llámenos al 765-650-7808.
Unless you've been living in a cocoon, you know that precious metal markets are booming. Whether you're cashing in on the recent gains or looking to hedge against a tough economy in the future, Virk's Fine Jewelry are the precious metals professionals. We've been serving the Lafayette community since 1946, and we understand the markets. Gold, silver, and platinum. Coins. Bars. Bags of 90% silver. Gold and silver eagles. No one is more qualified than Virk's to help you maximize your dollars in today's markets. When it comes to coins, we're the area's only PCGS and NGC authorized dealers, so you know you're dealing with professionals. Whether you're a collector of fine and rare coins or adding to your portfolio with bullion products, Virk's is the area experts with inventory you need. No transaction is too large or too small. You'll always receive the highest level of service at Virk's Fine Jewelry, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan Town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice into the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day-a-week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittel and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders.
The best way to make your day is with Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders.
Hi, join me on Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders every week as we celebrate the forgotten hits. Listen to interviews, trivia, and Where Are They Now updates every Saturday morning at 10 right here on WILO.
Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders, serving up your favorite one and done hits.
You need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierlandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are on a Tuesday with about 7 minutes left in the program at 659-3338 if you'd like to get in on the discussion. Whatever that discussion may be, it may be up to you. Want to thank our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Right Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Wealthy Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith. We got Melissa Miller joining us here in the studio. Morning again, Melissa. Not in the studio.
Good morning.
On location. Way out there in the middle.
Yep, no. I'm out here at the farm.
Out on the farm. Okay, so as we give an honor to Todd Berryman and Kit Hartman and maybe even myself, today's National Gibberish Day, Melissa. Gibberish. That's actually a word.
That describes Todd very
yes,
well.
It does. It doesn't matter what you say as long as no one can understand what you're saying. It's like when TV doctors yell out a bunch of medical terms, right? Or or what Charlie from ProBite comes in here talking about with all these IT terms that I don't understand. It's all gibberish. Just fix it. You could also blurt out a bunch of crazy stuff like wishes are hopping and trees are west. Jibber jabber, gobbledygook, whatever we call it, right?
Exactly.
It's National Fried Rice Day today, too. And National Pepperoni Pizza Day, which is...
Now, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's our anniversary, and that's our favorite pizza, so yeah.
You know, I've got a note around here, and I talked about it during your show last night, Melissa, a little bit. If people saw you or Larry out today or this week to wish you a happy anniversary, you guys are celebrating 42 years today?
Yes. Yes, we
wow.
are.
And you're having a pepperoni pizza tonight, right?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're doing for supper, but okay. We don't normally celebrate, you know, on the day
the
just
day
because...
Of.
You know, most of the time we're in the field.
I mean,
this time we're not so much going to be, but we kind of jinxed ourselves because they never got into the fields, you know, in September. It was usually closer to the 1st of October.
Mm-hmm.
And the day we got married, they were able to get in the field. And we've been in the field ever since.
So we wait
until after harvest, and then we go celebrate.
Okay, okay, that's good. Probably have a few more dollars then, too.
Well, yeah, to an extent. But it's just easier because even though we don't farm any smart ourselves, you know,
right.
We help with the family farms, and it just makes it easier.
Sure. I wanted to tell you that 2/3 of all pizzas made in the U.S. have pepperoni on them. And every year, Americans eat more than 250 million pounds of pepperoni. And pepperoni isn't Italian. Did you know that?
No. It's European, isn't it?
Well, it's from New Haven, Connecticut, which may have had some European flair. But
right.
They say pepperoni is not even a thing in Italy. They, like, don't even have it. They said in Italian, the word pepperoni kind of translates into a large bell pepper.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
I kind of figured maybe Germany or something like that, you know, because
sure.
That's where bratwurst and a lot of the other cased meats came from.
Right.
That's the reason why I said what I did.
It's also National String Cheese Day, which I love string cheese.
Oh, I do too. I've got some in the fridge.
Yeah. You know, we've got like four pages of show prep here, and 3.5 are of the Queen and her burial yesterday or wherever she stands right now. So I'm gonna leave it there and end the program there on a positive note. Anyway, I wanted to find my list to see who we've got coming up tomorrow, as we will have Delphi Community Development Director JT Doan, and he likes to come here in the studio and join us, so we'll probably have JT here as they've got a lot going on, as we were talking about. And then Thursday, Utility Service Board, which just had a meeting last night, Ken went to, so we'll hear more about that over the next few days. And then Friday, Clinton Central Superintendent Jeremy Fuel going to join us, probably again in the studio too. He likes to come in and hang out with us a little bit. So, Melissa, happy anniversary to you and Larry. Tell him that for me, and you guys have a great day.
You too, and thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, and thank you so much for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Back for the Wednesday edition of Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from Wiloh.